This is KPFT Finance Committee meeting of September 22nd, 2020. It's a teleconference, and please, Secretary Nancy Saibara-Naritomi, please take the official roll call.
Okay. Teresa Allen. Teresa, are you muted?
I'm sorry, yes.
Teresa?
Yes, Teresa is present. Thank you.
Teresa, present. Adriana Casanave?
Present.
Adriana, present. William Crozier?
Here.
William, present. Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Lyndon, present. Robert Gartner?
Here.
Robert, I cannot... Oh, Robert, present. Good. Okay, Deb Shafto? Deb Shafto, I cannot hear you. Dwayne Lark?
Present.
Dwayne, present. Good. Okay, Marianne Martinez?
Present.
Marianne, present. Mike Lewis? Mike, I cannot hear you. Susie Moreno?
Present.
Susie, present. Venetia Patel Adams?
Present.
Venetia, present. Nancy Saibara-Naritomi, I'm present. Deborah, I already did Deborah. Richard Uzel? Richard, I cannot hear you. Rita Washington?
Present.
Rita, I can't. Rita, present. Okay. Sandy Weinman?
Present.
Sandy, present. Ted Weisgall? Ted, I cannot hear you. Markeisha Van Zandt? Markeisha, I cannot hear you. Judon Boney?
I'm here, present.
Judon, present.
Markeisha's here. Sorry,
thank
I was
you.
Muted.
Markeisha, present. Okay, good. Thank
Nancy.
You.
Nancy?
Yes, who's that?
This is Wendy. I'm here, too.
Oh, Wendy. Okay.
Oh. Yes,
this is,
hi.
This is Finance. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, we have quorum. We really welcome Wendy, that is not a member of the committee, but is an LSB member. Thank you, Wendy. Nancy, do you have the agenda in front of you, or you want me to read it?
Agenda. I'm looking for it. I think you're faster to read it if you've got it in front of you.
That's okay. That's okay. I will read the agenda. The draft agenda is, well, we already have the roll call. We did it. The agenda approval, 10 minutes. Approval of minutes, 5 minutes. IGM report, 10 minutes. Question and answer to IGM and business manager, 10 minutes. Working in the fiscal year 2021 budget, 75 minutes. And number 7 is next meeting date and the use of Zoom instead of Maestro conference call. We were offered that. Thank you, V. But the notice already for this meeting is the other number. That's why we shouldn't change. But we can select it for next meeting. And then the last point is adjournment at 6 p.m. Thank you. Do I have somebody asking for approval of the agenda?
Oh, I move to approve the agenda. This is Nancy.
Thank you. Thank you, Nancy. Is anybody want to add or subtract something from the agenda? Okay, hearing none, the agenda is approved. The next one is approval of minutes. Do we have any, Nancy?
Yes, I Hello? Sent them a few minutes ago. So I recommend we wait till the next time to approve these
yes,
minutes.
I can't because I'm not in my phone. I'm in my computer.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I sent to the entire LSB.
619-309-1058. And the code is 4873-7334. And I'm 34.
I'm sorry, I cannot understand. What did you say? It's like it.
Okay.
The sound was going in and out. I could not hear. Maybe I'm the only one.
Me?
I think
anybody
she's talking to somebody else.
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can. You hear me? I heard it clearly.
Okay, perfect. I was talking. Ted Weiser called me that he couldn't get on the call. Then I gave him the phone number to call and the code. I'm very sorry, but, you know, he's a member and I need to give him the code. I'm sorry, Nancy. Go ahead. What do we say about the minutes?
The minutes are not, they just got arrived to everybody maybe just before the hour, like at 3:59.
Okay.
So I move that we wait till next time to approval, the August 18th minutes.
Okay, perfect. We postpone the minutes. We go to number four, IGN report, 10 minutes. Mr. Giudombori, you have the floor.
Thank you. The report is basically brief. We're operating with the already approved budget. We have enough money on hand to basically carry our expenses for the next 2 weeks. That would be... and then we're into the basically into the first week of October, and then we're starting our fund drive roughly mid-October, and we have to raise money on that fund drive early on to continue on with operations funded. So in other words, bottom line, we have enough money for payroll and operations for the next through the next payroll, which is basically the first week of October, and then we have to raise money to continue operations as is. Is that pretty much correct, Marquisa?
Can't hear her.
She's muted.
Marquisa, can you hear us?
Maybe she got dropped.
That's just pretty much about it. Go ahead. I can take questions. But I talked with Marquisa before this conference call, so that's essentially on point.
Oh,
question.
Giudong?
Yeah, Giudong has a question. I have a technical question to the chair. Is this meeting being recorded? Chair, is this meeting being recorded?
Nancy, can you hear me? Nancy!
Oh, now I can.
Can you?
Yes, now I hear you.
Thank you. Marquisa, should be recording, Maestro record directly all the meetings. That's
okay,
why now we are using Maestro. Marquisa, are you still on
yes.
the call?
I'm sorry, I had stepped away. I'm here.
Okay, can you answer? I think that Giudombori was asking you something.
Okay, what's the question?
Yes, his answer or his question? Giudong, can you repeat? Well, that's okay.
The question was,
do you want
bottom line finances and on the budget? And I said basically we have enough money to operate through the first week of October, and then we have to raise money, and that's also when we start our fund drive. That's kind of the bottom line.
Okay, yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Bill for the stack.
Nancy, with a question.
I'm sorry, we're still having a few. Mr. Boni, did you finish your report? Or
yes.
And you want us to go straight to the Q&A? Right?
We can go to questions, yes.
Okay. I heard Nancy and I heard Bill Closure. Anybody else?
Ted.
Ted, okay. Well. Okay, Nancy, go ahead.
Yes.
Linda.
When is the proposed date that we'll start the fund drive until what date? Has that been made yet?
It is essentially, I believe, October 12th okay. is the day that I remember. Marquise, you may have, but essentially it begins the second week of October and goes at least 2 weeks. And that is our major fund drive of the year, and that's really according to past practices. There's been no change in terms of strategy or date.
We'll start on October the 8th and go through the end of October.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Bill? Bill Closer, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, sorry, I had to unmute. Thank you, Junot. Just one little clarification. The budget was never approved for this year, by the way. I'm really concerned about the expenses for the building. I didn't see anything in there, the cash flow projections or statement that we got. And as you know, the building is seriously in need of some repairs. And the longer we wait, the more expensive it's going to get, especially if there's water leaks. Because that can make mold worse. It can create structural problems with rotten wood. And you know how that goes. And so could you give us all a report on the what happened Saturday with the people that came to look at the building and give estimates, and what your plan is for getting those things fixed and paying for the whatever repairs are needed.
Okay. Bottom line, we don't have money on hand or in the budget to make any repairs at all. And that's why this fundraise is extremely important. That's the bottom line. I did have a number of professional companies come and give us some assessments. Two companies came and said, this is in terms of mold remediation. They wanted $1,500 to just do the assessment of mold remediation. We have one assessment of mold remediation that's already been done. It's in writing, and I will forward that to the board. And essentially, it was a projection of, if I remember correctly, Marquisha, 7,000 to 10,000 plus to remediate, get rid of the existing mold issue. That does not repair the building in terms of the leaks from the air conditioner or the roof or whatever that's causing the mold. We have identified three essential sources of leaks: roof leak, air conditioning duct leak, in the studio, in the general area downtown, in the conference room on the first floor, and in the offices, Robin's office and another office or so on the third floor. That's where the mold is, and that's what that situation is. In terms of going forward, if we can raise the money, and I believe we will be able to, with now these professional assessments in hand, we need to raise about $15,000 to $20,000 to remediate the mold, $15,000 to $20,000 to repair the source of the mold. That's kind of my projection, bottom line.
Okay, is the plan to fix the water leaks first so the mold doesn't spike back, I hope? It seems like that should be the priority. Is that right?
Yeah, there's not a consistent water leak in terms of any pipe burst. The problem is the air conditioning, which has to stay on because of the electronics. And the fact that this leak is not like a water leak where you can go and put a plug in it. It's kind of like moisture buildup from the ventilation system that's attaching to the air conditioning. And to fix that, you need to open it up, which means open up the sheetrock and go in and basically put in new duct and address any other problems. And again, that can be done. I've had it done myself in my home. And until you open it up, you don't know exactly the extent of the problem. That's why the first priority is to raise some money so we can do it. And if we don't have the money, there's no sense in opening it up because we can't fix it.
Dwayne said the stack.
Wouldn't that be in the attic? Can't they just look at it in the attic?
Madam Chair?
Adriana, are you muted?
Can anybody hear me? I will ask. Bill, please, this is not a back and forth. I gave you the floor. You ask your question. Be respectful of the rest. And please, ask for the floor. I have it next.
We'll put me back on the stack again, please. So I can have more follow-up questions.
I understand, Bill. I put on the... I have Ted. I have Lyndon, and have Dwayne. Please, Ted, go ahead.
Thank you. My question, Judon, is what role has the LSB played in this whole matter of the fund drive and finances in general? To elaborate, I would like to know who provided, if anyone, you with input on the letter to expired members, whether it was staff or board members, what kind of feedback you got. I would also like to know if there have been any other sources of income, such as special events. And you just said it a moment ago, that we will be able to raise the money. I would like to ask you to elaborate on what it is that makes you believe that. But my bottom line question was what I opened with. What role has the LSB played in this whole question of fundraising? That's my question.
This is my response to your question, Ted. The LSB as a whole has played a small role in raising money. There was a challenge from a board member to the board to donate some money to KPFT. And I believe most of the board members made a contribution. I don't have those figures in front of me, but there was a list and a number of board members responded. That report was done in writing. And I will say this. I'm not particularly interested in publishing what everybody gave. That's up to the board. But I'm not suggesting I know any board members' personal finances. I just take them at their word, and that's what that is. So that's what happened with the past appeal to board members, and that's what was done.
Thank you. Dwayne Lark, you have the floor.
Dwayne, are you muted?
No, I'm not, but I can hear the chair go back and forth, in and out. So I wasn't aware.
Can you hear me, Kitten? Lyndon Collins. Lyndon, can you? Somebody's playing. I'm sorry, I'm not in front of the maestro conference, and somebody's playing. Lyndon, you have the floor.
Thank you. I have a question for Judon and one also for Markeisha. Judon, I sent an email to you on the 15th of September asking for copies of the mold remediation estimates that you said that you had received. One was approximately $13,000 and the other one was approximately $18,000. And I'd like to know why you haven't sent those out to us.
I have one written mold remediation estimate. I will send that to the entire board. I do not have any other written projections. I have That's all I have at this point.
Okay.
But I'm happy.
Okay, thank you.
I've had the happy to send it to the entire board.
Okay, yes, please do, because I did ask for it on the, I think, the 15th. Markeisha, on the...
You have the floor. Oh, I'm sorry.
I said I had a second question. I have a question for Markeisha. Okay. It has to do with the cash flow. Number one, I noticed in the cash flow that you included the personnel costs as if they came out of KPFT's cash flow in for the period where we got money from the PPP. So it appears to me, since they paid the payroll and the benefits for 2 months, that our cash flow is, our cash position is understated. And then I also have a question of where the numbers, the revenue numbers that you have stated for October through February, what are those grounded in? And are those going to be reflected in your, in the budget for 2021?
Okay, what's the first question?
The first question was that the PPP paying salaries and benefits for 2 months is not reflected in your cash flow statement. So it would tell me that the cash flow position, the cash position that says that at the end of September we will have $31,000.
Okay, I don't know if you
in the bank
you know.
Is understated. Do what?
It's not understated, and I don't know if you are aware that KPFT and Pacifica are one and the same, okay? So the money that was spent on our payroll is still going to show up in our books, whether it came from a loan or not, and that's exactly what it did. So that is something you'll have to take up with NETA in the finance.
But on a cash flow basis, on a cash flow basis, that's not how it should work.
Okay, well, you can fix it. What's the next question?
The next question is for the months October through February of our fiscal year 2021, your cash flow shows an average of $86,000 per month in revenue. How are we going to achieve that? Where did that number come from? What is that based upon?
Projections on what we think we should be bringing in based on budgeting from prior years.
Well, August, we did have $86,000, but September, you estimated $29,000, July, $25,000, June, actual $60,000, May, actual $42,000. So I'm not sure how you're going to get to an $86,000 average for October through February.
I didn't say that it was an average, Lyndon. I said it was based on projections. So in October, our biggest fund drive of the year, we normally bring in 100,000+ in October.
And you have 115 penciled in for that. I was just saying the average for those months is 86,000.
I did not average.
I am saying it's average rather than go month to month. That's all right.
Can you hear me? Lyndon, can you hear me?
Thank you.
I respectfully ask the members to really do not engage in a back and forth. And remember that once that you have your question, you don't have the floor until I give you the floor again. Thank you. Thank you, Markeisha. Next is Dwayne Lark.
I'm going to
that start. This question is to Judon, and it's re-information for all of you on this call. When Bill Crozier asked the question, where are you going to get the money from to fix this thing that happened 6 months to a year before you got here? And he never asked anyone who was there before you, two previous managers, how are you going to fix this problem? You can just extrapolate from that what you will. But are you aware, Mr. Boney,
that I made a motion to the PNB to forgive the national assessments for a number of months. So perhaps you would have the money to fix some of the items that, if not part of the payroll and the benefits of which we all agree are overloaded, but it's nothing we can really do with it because we can't discriminate against KPFT employees, the two or three we have, compared to the 30 or 40 at other stations that get benefits as well as income. And notwithstanding that one of our staff chosen not to even get benefits. So I'm saying that to ask the question, Mr. Boney. Are you aware that the other three members of the KPFT delegation actually voted against and gave all kind of supportive reasons why they voted against it, which to me is unsubstantiated? When you're asking the question, where you going to get the money to fix these problems that occurred before you got here, and I put forth a motion that would have helped pay for some of these systemic ills on the building, but they voted against it. Are you aware of that?
No, I was not.
I didn't think you were. Many members are not. The hypocrisy that's going on with these calls and at the national
Bill
level
request for information
committed by another member. And to Markeisha, are you aware that there are efforts that are being made to try to bring some relief to KPFT, because even the finance committee, even the chair, even the PNB majority acknowledges that KPFT has been one of the most sound ran budget stations and organizations we have in the foundation by not bloating its payroll. In fact, reducing its payroll almost to nothing. And cutting almost to nothing. And these people still ask to cut. But are you aware that the PNB is aware of the good job that you've been doing? And people like me on the PNB are trying to find ways, including idle loan money, that will hopefully address some of these systemic issues that beset KPFT. And you not having support, and Mr. Boney just getting on board, being blamed for not being able to raise ourselves out of this, when other managers before him were not even questioned about it.
I'm aware of that. It's like with the mold issue, that we've had that mold issue as long as I've been with KPFT, and nobody's ever said anything about it.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Sandy, to the stack, please.
I have Sandy. Anybody else?
Yeah, I was
stack after Bob.
I'm sorry. Please talk one at a time. I have Sandy.
Adding to the stack.
Who? I'm
Teresa.
Sorry.
Teresa. And then Teresa after Bob.
I heard Sandy, Teresa, and V. Anybody else?
Bob before
Bob Gardner. Bob Gardner, yeah. Well, I have you before the rest. I was asking anybody else. Bob, you have the floor. Then it's Sandy, Teresa, and Venetia. Go ahead, Bob Gardner.
Yeah, Chair, I think you might give a little more latitude to people asking questions because, in my opinion, Lyndon and Markeisha never really reached the point of understanding each other. It sounds to me like Lyndon put a word in their average, and it sparked some concern for Markeisha. Now, I can't imagine that was intentional, but they never really resolved what it was they were talking about. So to me, that question just went nowhere. And to Ted's question, I believe, Judon, that he was talking about the lapsed member letter, and he was asking for a response from you on that. The beginning of this conversation wasn't at all clear to me, and perhaps that's, if I'm correct, your line of response did not apply to Ted's question based on, I think, the confusion that initiated Ted's question. I too would like to know what the basis of that lapsed letter was. Was it something you pulled out of a computer, or I doubt that you drafted it yourself. And I think he was asking for input, whether you solicited any input from the LSB in the formation of that letter. Thank you. Hello?
Judon?
Yeah.
Hello?
I don't... This is Judon. I will get with Robin and discuss with her the LAPS member letter. I have not drafted a letter to lapsed members. That has been a priority on my list, but I have written it down, and I will address that with Robin. And I think between Robin and I, we'll get the letter done. Generally, Robin handles that, but I will work with her on that.
Well, if I might just add, the letter went out already. And I think Ted's issue is that the fact that there was no $25 basic membership fee mentioned in that letter. The letter's already gone out. I got one. Ted got one. I think somebody else said they had gotten one. So it's a done deal on the letter. Thank you.
So the question then is, the $25 minimum membership should have been included. I agree with that. I'm sorry. We'll do better. I don't know that the letter has produced any significant number of new memberships at this point.
All right.
Thank you. I have Sandy.
Thank you. Hi, Judah. Got a couple questions. We have a fund drive coming up, yet another one that would be. And there are several things that should be going on besides sending a letter, which, as you said, probably won't produce spectacular, or rather would have limited results. The first of these is there a premium that the station is getting together? We got the T-shirts last time, the 50th anniversary T-shirts, and that seemed to work okay. Is there anything else in the offing that's being planned? That's the first part. Second part is we've talked about going live. During a recent meeting, you said that was addressed. I think were your words because you spoke to somebody. We haven't seen anything as programmers. Can you give us an update on that? I know it's a long stretch because we do have the mold problem, but is there any workaround to get limited access to the Air Studio, one programmer at a time with no live transitions? I think some people just need to go into that studio to raise money, and if money is the crux of the matter, that's going to be an important tool to get it. So that's it. That was, preparation for the fund drive, going live, and potentially even opening the studio on a very limited basis. Thank you.
So let me try to respond to that, those questions. The issue with going live is we can go live remotely now, and Bobby has made that possible now. And so anyone that wants to go live remotely from home can get the guidelines and instructions for how to do that with Bobby. And we should make an extraordinary effort over the next 2 weeks to at least get our past successful programmers who raise money that's primarily on the music side to be able to go live. That's a technical issue and a work-through issue, and we're working on that, and we're working on that for the fund drive, which is, of course, in about 2 weeks. On the mold issue, it's essentially a money. We've had a number of people look at it. The question is, getting the money to have a professional company come in and address it. On the premium issue, I'm all for premiums. That's the question that we need to refer to Robin. And so she can address what we have on hand, T-shirts, other premium gifts that we can give to our major donors. And she has been good about doing that.
and good about going to the station, getting the premiums out to our major donors. If you email me and I'll forward it to Robin, and we'll follow up on that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judah.
Teresa Allen, you have the floor.
I think you skipped me.
No, I have Teresa Allen and B. I'm sorry. That's the way that I wrote the list. I'm sorry if I mistake that. But I
can
have
you,
Teresa Allen
you,
first and then B.
Fine. Can you hear me?
Fine.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
yes. Teresa. I have two questions. One is about the generator. I have recently, it has recently come to my attention, I think Robert Gartner mentioned it to me, that we don't have a generator. And Judon, I ask you, I think the day before our last development meeting, about any plans to get a generator, because if we lose power, then we are off the air, and I think our highest priority should be on the air. To be, what are the plans to get a generator since the last one was stolen? And I guess I should ask Markeisha. Markeisha, do you know where the police report is from that theft?
No, because I had to find out just on a whim that the generator was even missing. So, no.
Okay. Well, I'm still I'm going to try to get to the bottom of it. So my second question, so Judon, do you have any specific plans to get a generator from the station, because it's really our contingency if we lose power, and that has happened fairly often in Montrose if there's
is there
water problems.
Question to address both of them?
I'm sorry?
Is there a second question so I can address both at the same time?
Yes, the second question is, I believe that there was a remediation quote done and a study done in May. That's when I first heard about it. Tell me, so I'm assuming we paid for that. Maybe we didn't. Maybe it was free, but it was quite an extensive report.
No, we paid for it.
Okay, so why did we need to do another one and pay again? And I guess my question is, when you went over to the building, I was told that you did not have the key to the studio, you didn't have keys to the offices upstairs, so there was no access to see the furnace that supposedly has the leak. That and I'm saying my question is, if you don't have the keys, how can we get a comparable estimate of the problem if the person doing that estimate can't get into those buildings? And only one of the, I was told only one of the people that came over the other day even had the equipment to do the testing for remediation. So I'm a little bit unsure. What was this other person doing?
Okay, let me try to respond to that.
Okay.
What was your first question again?
It was about the generator.
Okay,
what's
the generator.
Generator?
The generator was stolen, I think, before I came on board. Somebody ripped the door to the outside storage shed off. And it is a double door. The door is not to be found on the property, so it's still back there. That's the storage shed, and it's open. I don't know what happened. It happened before I got there. There are no current plans to replace it because we have no money. My estimate on what it costs to get a new generator, I believe, is about $1,500 or $1,800 if we're able to acquire those funds to purchase a new generator. I am supportive of doing it and storing the generator inside the building temporarily until we have a way to secure it somewhere else. But that would be my plan, to store it in the building. The building is currently appears to be secure. I've been going by there virtually pretty much every day to check on the building, and that's the report on that. The second question was on what?
The second question was, why did we need a second estimate for remediation, and while you did it, why did we not have the keys to let the person in to the proper rooms or spaces where they could do the proper testing?
Yes. I have keys to the building. Bobby has keys to the building, and Marquisa may have some keys. I have distributed keys to everybody on the staff that has them and wants them. Some, for example, Robin has not indicated that she wants a key to the studio, and so I'm not forcing anybody to have them. Bobby has them, and I have allegedly all of them. Whenever someone needs to get into the building to do an assessment, I am 10 minutes from the station, and I essentially go and open it up. So,
Madam Chair, point of order. Point of order, Madam Chair. Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, Wayne Lark.
I point out that this is not a finance issue.
I know. I know, Dwayne, but you know what? That's the
this
way we have an agenda.
This is micromanagement.
I know, Mr. Lark. We have 10 minutes for this, and we already have 30 minutes from the Q&A. And I think that it's not anybody that listened to the meeting, to the audio, could see that is some of them are just somebody said, and we have the general manager to confirm or not. I think that is not fair. I have my last person is V, and we, the finance committee, have one principal mission, and is doing the 2021 fiscal year budget. We already spent more than three times in this Q&A. I will ask people, members, please refrain for asking the general manager what he did with whatever. This is the finance committee. We need to be sure that we have a budget. Last year, I wasn't in this committee and I wasn't in the LSB, and we didn't have a budget. I don't want this year going again without a budget, because it's our obligation, and our fiscal year starts in a week. Please refrain from, you know, trying to micromanage and talk to the general manager that way. Vinicia Patel Adams, you have your question, and you will be the last one before we go to talking
and
about
Bill was asking on the stack, and I have a motion.
Bill, I hope that you understand what I'm saying. We have already more than three times.
Let Venetia speak, and I'll speak after that. That's
fine. I'm sorry, Bill, but you don't have the right to overtalk neither. V, you have your question, and then we will go to the approved agenda that said that we will talk about the fiscal year 2021 budget for KPFD. V, go ahead. Ask your question.
Okay, I have a few questions and comments. My real question is, I did think it was weird, to the letter that was sent out about the $35, but I am also curious to know how much money came from that. Maybe it was a good idea. I don't know. So if I think it's probably too early to know, but whenever you can get that information, myself and I'm sure others would like to know how much money was for was raised from that. I'm just want to point out, I'm pretty sure that the generator was stolen when Dwayne Bradley was the manager. Second thing, I've been a programmer for like 10 years. The mold has always been an issue. People on the board that are asking for it to be dealt with now, previously, like a year or more ago, were saying like, oh, we should keep all this hush-hush. Mold has always been an issue. It is, I don't even know why we're worrying about that right now, to be honest with you. There's literally no one at the station. I think that it would be better if we focus on getting a generator. And also, there's people on this committee that can easily afford to just donate the station a generator. I also just really wanted to say thank you to Markeisha, because you've been here a long time, and thank you for your patience, and also thank you to Dr. Boney. And I apologize for the rest of the committee. I feel like you are really being hounded about stuff and being blamed for stuff that is not your fault and really not your problem. Again, I want to reiterate, I don't think we should be focusing on the mold. It's been a problem for at least 10 years, and there's literally no one at the station. And we have, as Dr. Boney said, we have capability of doing everything live remotely. So that should not be our focus. But I do think getting a generator right now, especially, you know, we've been lucky during this hurricane season, but we should get a generator. That's it. Thank you all. Thank you, Dr. Boney and Markeisha.
Bill, for the staff. And point of order, it's not perfect to cut off time.
Well, I kind of had a question there. So can you stop?
Oh, sorry.
Is anybody that can hear me, or somebody keep playing?
I can hear you. I'm wondering if Dr. Boney can answer my question about when those numbers will be available without Bill interrupting.
Mr. Boney, please, answer Venetia, and we will go straight to the budget 2021. Thank you.
Your question is that when will the projected budget be ready for 2021? Is that what your question is?
No, I do want to get to that for sure. But no, my question was that letter that was sent out asking people to donate $35. I'd like to know, obviously it's not urgent, but how much was raised from that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm told that Robin sent that letter out. I don't have a report from Robin as of yet, but my guess is that not much has been raised. We have a fundraising challenge, and you know, we just need to continue to work on that. We have not brought in any significant money that would keep us or give us pause and grace for the fiscal crisis that we're confronting right now.
Thank you very much.
Bill, for the
We are starting with the fiscal year 2024 budget.
Madam Chair, I have another question. Actually, I want to make a motion to extend for this item.
Bill Closer, Mr. Closer, please. Please.
I have the right to make a motion, Madam Chair.
Mr. Closer,
motion to extend time, please.
Respect.
You need to be recognized before you can make any motion. You know that.
That's what I'm trying to do. May I be recognized to make a motion to extend time, please, Madam Chair?
Mr. Crozier, we already have more than three times the one that we approve in the agenda, and we are going to point number six, that is fiscal year 2027 budget. That is the obligation of the committee.
I want to make a motion to extend time, please. May I be recognized for that, please?
I'm very sorry if somebody wants to be on the stack. In the we are discussing.
Bill, I want to be on the stack.
Bill,
for the stack.
Who else wants to be about the fiscal year 2021 budget priorities? I have Bill. Who else?
We're going to discuss the 2021 budget, 80 minutes. So shall I start timing?
That was changed to 10 minutes.
We have 60 minutes.
Please be respectful. ask for the floor and speak when I give you the floor. As I said, we have 75 minutes, the agenda that we approve and I read, but obviously we spend more than 35 minutes extra in the Q&A, we will not have the 75. We have less than an hour. Please use it. We need priorities for our budget. That is the obligation of this committee. Is anybody that I have Bill Closure, anybody else that want to talk about the priorities for the 2024 fiscal year budget?
Dwayne Larson.
I just want to, Richard, I just want to say I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, Richard, thank you. First is Bill. Second, I have Dwayne Lark. Go ahead, Bill. What are your priorities for the 2024 fiscal year?
Richard,
okay,
I thank
you. Well, first, I'd like to point out we don't have a draft budget yet for FY21. But number one of the very first priorities needs to be for the very first month, maybe the first week or two of the first month, is to address these problems that we've been told there's no money for. But we've been hearing that the building cannot be used. This is not me saying this. I'm quoting what others have said. The building cannot be used because of mold, that we have water leaks. Water leaks get worse, more mold. They have to be fixed right away. So the very first priority, I think, needs to be addressing the building issues that are making the building unusable and which may be making the building deteriorate further the longer it takes. So I think that needs to be a number one priority. And the other question is that I don't see where the cash flows come from in any of this. I think our IGM indicated that also, but we have, you know, we would be out of payroll well before now if it wasn't for the PPP funds. And I don't see a plan for this, for KPFT continuing operations, frankly. We can't keep going this way. So we've got to find a way to pay for our critical infrastructure needs. Or, you know, we can kiss the building goodbye. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Who? I'm sorry?
Rita Washington.
Rita, okay, perfect. I have you. Dwayne Lark, you are next.
Okay, Madam Chair. This is supposed to be setting priorities and not just reiterating and reiterating and reiterating something that the same person been saying for 6 to 9 months, but really didn't address it the previous 9 months to 9 years, including a 15-year tenure manager that had many of these problems and just passed them on to the subsequent temporary managers we've had, who had no continuity whatsoever, notwithstanding the fact that the very member who's one of the most constant members on this board and in this foundation, I don't have raised initiated any fundraising. The question was asked by one of our members, what has the board done to try to address not just the letter, but to raise funds instead of pointing out the discrepancies? And of course, that field cry, that fire, hollering fire in the building has been going on ever since I've been around, which has been about 12 to 13 years. The Pacifica was going to close its doors. The KPFT can't continue. And yet it continues in spite of folk who bring different referendums to try to reshape the board and put one person from this board on the national board that will be recreated. And none of us will have any governance or say in the future of KPFT. Now, my priority would be to the business manager. What do you think about and what has been your experience in KPFT with respect to that word that some Pacificans call such a nasty word in terms of businesses having a agreement with the station to be mentioned and compensation for mentioning them supporting a particular show. You know that nasty word that is described in a foundation that is used. But what do you think, and do you believe it's being done at KPFT, That's the first question. Is it being done at KCFT? What is your opinion about doing such actions? And do you have any input as to what should be the priority in the Finance Committee coming up with a new concept of calculating assessment, national assessment? What would be the way a suggestion you would give, and I hope you actually put it in writing since you've been at this for a while. This is to the business manager. When we renew or redo how you calculate each station's financial national assessment, what would be your priorities in making those calculations?
Okay. I'm all for the doing what is called the bad word in the network. We are not doing it now because we don't have anybody to do it. That is basically takes a full-time person to go out and do that. Talk about that. What was the last thing?
That other question was, what would be your formula for with the National Finance Committee recreating, reformulating how we're going to make assessments each station for their national assessment? What would be your formula?
Well, I would say that we just would go back to the original formula, which was what it was when I first came, and I think it was just 17.5% to us and 2.5%, or 17.5% to the national office and 2.5% to the archives. But where it got off is that back in 2015, the then CFO averaged the last 5 years and came up with a number. Hence the reason why our assessment now is so high, but it hasn't changed because even though the revenue is going down, that numbers remain constant. Some months you want more in assessments than you want than the amount of money we bring in. So I would say going back to the original percentage that's calculated monthly based on what you actually raise.
If you let me know to me in writing, I'll be glad to take that to the National Finance. Madam Chair, I request to be put back on the stack if time allows.
Perfect.
Point of information.
Rita Washington.
Yes. Teresa Allen.
Point of information. Point of information.
For the point of information. Richard, go ahead with your point of information.
Richard, was that unmentionable thing y'all were talking about, underwriting?
Yes, Richard. I just can't say
yes.
The word. It's anathema.
Thank you.
Okay. Rita Washington, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, I'd just like to thank the IGM, Mr. Boney, and the business manager, Marquisha, for taking time out of your schedules to deal with issues that we talk about each and every time I have this Finance Committee meeting, as opposed to us doing what we should be about. I mean, it's good that we keep bringing up the issues, but what are we as the board, as the Finance Committee, trying to do to assist in the fundraising effort? I know that this nasty word that no one wants to miss about may not be an option, but what are we doing? Are we contacting our friends? Are we contacting the people that we know personally and asking them to donate? That's the least that we can do to help with, as opposed to what the GM or the business manager, what they're not doing, what am I doing to assist? And that's what I sat here and did while we were talking, is I put 10 people that I'm going to call personally and ask to donate. And I mean, it may be more, but we need to stop beating up on people who are just bringing to us what's going on. But what can we do as a board if we care about KPFT like we say that we do? It's not about whose fault it is. It's how can we alleviate, how can we remedy what is the situation at this point as a board member. And if I can't do anything as a board member, I might need to rethink being on the board. It's not about pointing a finger. It's about helping to solve the issues that our station is facing. So with that being said, Madam Chair, can we please go ahead and talk about finances, which is what we are supposed to be about? You know, we've been on for an hour, and it hasn't been about finances, but about blaming. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Rita. And that's what I'm trying to do in the last, I don't know, three, four, five meetings. But we came back to the same, and we are not fulfilling our obligation in this committee. I have, Teresa, you asked at some point in time to have the floor. Do you have any priorities for the 2021 fiscal year, 2021 KPFT budget?
Teresa, are you
Teresa,
muted?
Can you?
I'm very sorry.
Thank you.
Are you
thank
there?
You.
Okay, I'm very
yes.
sorry.
Yes.